flame sorcery, Hartigan was well respected for his mastery of alchemy, and it was broadly speculated that he had discovered some sort of potion or elixir to stop his aging process. Alchemy, of course, was also famous for producing deadly poisons.
"Hartigan hasn't been in the city for years,"
Aladir offered, breaking into a fit of coughing a moment later.
"You think that he couldn't hire a travel sorcerer to move him from place to place? Please, Aladir, don't be foolish."
Nakane waved a hand at the Rethri dismissively. Her expression softened a moment later, even as she folded her arms across her chest.
"You should stop following us. You're clearly too weak to continue."
Aladir raised a hand in a gesture for them to wait, finishing his fit of coughing before he spoke again.
"Doesn't matter. Kay was my friend."
"That's news to me. I didn't realize they knew each other. Although I suppose it shouldn't be that surprising. Edric himself is a life sorcerer, and Aladir is the best of our generation. Maybe Aladir was one of Edric's students."
Lydia rubbed her temples in frustration. Murder was never an easy thing to trace, especially when sorcery was involved. As potent as her information-gathering spells were, a competent enemy sorcerer often had concealment abilities that were on par or superior to them. She had spells designed to counter nearly every type of direct obfuscation, but certain types of sorcery could inhibit an investigation without involving direct concealment. Levitation spells, for example, were an easy way to hide tracks, and they left too small of a trace for her own spells to discern.
"We can speculate about the culprit later. There's still a trail to follow, and it's fading. I need to gather as much information as I can before that happens."
Nakane nodded in agreement.
"Proceed, Paladin." "She could call me by my name, except that I never offered it. It's Lydia, by the way. Lydia Hastings," she added awkwardly. "May Lissari give your family comfort." "Yes. Now, go ahead with the detection spell."
Lydia turned back toward the window, and then repeated the spell that had detected the trail.
"Dominion of knowledge, illuminate your sources."
The footprints reappeared, leading out the window. She moved to the window, looked outward, and discovered a sheer three-story fall to the ground below. The glow of additional footprints was faintly visible outdoors.
"We're going to follow the path the other way,"
Lydia declared, turning to move along the trail in the opposite direction. She continued after reaching the point where they had started, tracing the footsteps as they headed to another door, which led outside.
"He pricked his finger not far from here,"
Nakane's voice was quiet, barely above a whisper.
"And then he collapsed in the fountain."
"Show me."
Nakane led Lydia to, and then past, a large series of hedges. They might have been at the entrance to a maze, but Nakane did not lead her inside. Instead, she took the paladin to a simple rose bush, pointing at a spot where a drop of blood highlighted one of the thorns.
"No additional sorcery here," Lydia explained. "The thorn was not the cause."
Nakane nodded somberly.
"The glow. Is it over here?"
Lydia shook her head.
"No, it was back near the door." "Let's head back that way then."
They returned to the doorway and then followed the path further, finding that it led around the side of the house and intersected with the path that led out from the window. The footsteps were going opposite directions, meaning that whoever had infiltrated the house had done so through the path they were following, and then retreated through Kay's window and returned to their starting point.
"The path they chose was hardly concealed," Lydia realized. "They had to have opened a door, crossed several well-traveled rooms, gone up a flight of stairs, and opened Kay's door, all without being noticed. Could the assailant have had access to some sort of invisibility spell, like what Jonan uses?"
She briefly considered the possibility that Jonan was the killer, but that was ridiculous. He wasn't even in the city, and he had no motive. The path moved deeper into the grounds outside House Theus, leading into a large forested area. The trees were thick enough that she could barely see any buildings in the distance. For the first time, Lydia felt a pang of concern that they might actually stumble upon the killer. It had been well over an hour since the attack, but it was plausible that the assailant was still nearby. Lydia shifted her belt to allow for an easy draw of her saber. Her own protective sorcery was already in place, but she paused to extend a hand to Aladir. When he accepted her hand, she spoke familiar words.
"Dominion of protection, fold against his skin."
Her partner nodded in appreciation, withdrawing his hand, and Lydia looked to Nakane next.
I'm already shielded.
The dark-haired woman raised a hand to display a ring similar to the one her brother had worn, confirming one of Lydia's earlier suspicions. The knowledge sorceress nodded, returning to the hunt. Aladir's breath grew heavier as they walked. After a few minutes, Lydia glanced over her shoulder, finding Nakane assisting the Rethri paladin with walking. In spite of the girl's brusque words, her face was showing a hint of obvious concern. It took several more minutes before the path terminated, and her sorceress sight was not necessary when they found their destination. A hexagon lined with tiny script had been carved into a large gray stone, and atop the stone was a yellow crystal sphere shimmering with inner light.
Dominion essence of poison, Lydia realized, and a very powerful source of it.
The sphere was the size of her fist, which would have been impressive enough for a dominion that was generally in a solid state. The dominion of poison was gaseous, and manipulating that much essence into a solid would be a tremendously difficult process. Nakane brushed past Lydia, examining the tiny lettering.
A summoning ritual, she said immediately, turning back to Lydia. And also an exit portal. Is this the end of the glowing region?
Lydia nodded.
I suspected as much. So, someone came here, summoned an entity tied to the Dominion of Poison, and then commanded it to kill my brother. They left a return path through the same location the creature was summoned from.
Nakane's lips tightened, and she turned her head, examining the area. Lydia stepped closer, dismissing her spell and examining the script. The lettering was difficult to read, but it had been scribed by a professional hand. The quality of the lettering wasn't important to the efficacy of the ritual. In fact, the words weren't relevant at all, but words were a useful tool for focusing, and the quality of the lettering could be a useful clue to the culprit.
Visage of Venom. Herein lies your prison and your escape. With your essence you are bound. Complete your task and you shall be free.
After a moment of examination, Lydia reached up and adjusted her spectacles.
You could be right, Lady Theus. But nothing here explicitly states that the creature is from the Dominion of Poison. In fact, I doubt it was. Natives of other dominions rarely have access to sorcery aside from the plane they are native to. Whatever was summoned was both powerful enough at poison sorcery to leave a trail, and talented enough at another form of sorcery to remain undetected in your home long enough to poison your brother.
Nakane tightened her jaw.
That's even worse, then. What else could it have been? A powerful Asharin?
Lydia shook her head.
I doubt that. A sorcerer trying to control an Asharin would be very foolish. Asharin adapt to sorcery too quickly.
The ritual circle appeared to be inert, most likely having ceased to function after the summoned creature returned to it.
Interesting that the sorcerer didn't retrieve the Dominion essence. Did he want someone to find it? It could be a signature for an assassin, or something left behind to obfuscate the real trail. Alternatively, the sorcerer may not have had time to retrieve it.
Slowly, the sorceress reached a gloved hand into the ritual area. No defensive measures were triggered by the intrusion, so she picked up the yellow orb. A flicker of blue on her hand indicated the activation of her comprehensive barrier spell, reacting to the foreign essence.
Dominion essence of poison,
the spell reported, confirming her earlier hypothesis.
Dominion of knowledge. Show me the path to the creature who shares essence with this orb.
Nothing happened. Nakane and Aladir looked at her expectantly, but Lydia shook her head.
Nothing. The summoned creature must have moved outside of the range of my tracking spell. Perhaps back to its home dominion.
Well, regardless of what the creature was, it isn't the real problem. The summoner is. This is travel sorcery of the highest possible magnitude. It's cross-planar in scale. Not many people could manage that,
Aladir pointed out.
Can you track the summoner with your spell?
Lydia frowned.
No, it doesn't work like that. It only traces connections between essence. Some of the caster's essence would have been in the ritual area while it was active, but there wouldn't be enough left to trace now that it's inert. This sphere shares essence with the summoned creature, not the sorcerer. If we could find the summoned creature, and it still has an active spell effect from the sorcerer, I could potentially trace that. But finding the summoned creature could be as or more difficult. As you said, There are only a limited number of people who could have accomplished this. We should investigate them directly first.
Hartigan has the resources for something on this scale.
Nakani raised a finger to her chin.
Or Shalvanar Vorenthal, maybe. Or Eric Taran, if the old coot is even alive. Or...
She turned her head toward Aladir.
Ulandir Tathiriel.
The Rethri paladin returned Nakani's gaze, and then looked away into the distance.
Yes,
he replied.
My father could have done this.
If you have enjoyed this audiobook, let us know. Take a quick moment to rate and review it on Audible, so we know we're bringing you audiobooks you'll love.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.